You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. After studying opera and theater performance in college, Amber Eichmann shocked her friends and family when she announced she was moving to Montana. There, she pursued life as a singer-songwriter and touring musician. Eichmann recently told KMUW's Jed Bodwin that she's pleased with her decision and that maybe Montana isn't her final home.
I read that you basically have this sort of fantastic kind of backstory. You sort of did this thing that many people dream about in terms of pursuing your musical passion.
It was something that I dreamed about doing for a really long time, but I was scared. I mean, everybody kept telling me it would be too hard. And, you know, I went to school for music. I got a music degree, and then I went off and got a 9-to-5 job because I didn't want to struggle. You know, eventually, of course, I realized that that wasn't really fulfilling for me and that I still had that itch to go after music and that I hadn't really given it a shot.
You moved from Florida to Montana. So what was it about Montana that was so important to you?
I think I had dreamed about going west for a long time, and it was something about being in the mountains and the wide open spaces. I will run with wild buffalo, fly with summer birds. I think it was also a little bit of trying to escape, and Montana seemed a little more untouched and a little more wild than a lot of the rest of the country. And I originally went out there to work in Yellowstone National Park, which again was sort of a very remote place. And I think I was also drawn to the natural wonder of it too, and maybe sort of a way to get in touch with nature and find myself in that environment.
When you made that move and when you got out there and you were sort of in this, as you describe, wide open spaces, does that impact your art? Do you start writing different kinds of songs as a result of that?
Yeah, I did. I think that was really when I started to write a lot more, and it certainly influenced my music over the last few years. I started writing stuff that was more folky and a little bit of a Western feel as well. And I wrote a lot about my time there. And on my first album, I had a few songs that were about different national parks or inspired by different national parks that I had visited in my travels. So yeah, it's definitely influenced my writing. There's no
as you tour and so forth, do you find yourself looking at other places that are not, you know, Montana or not the West or whatever, and sort of saying, you know, this could be a potential home? Or do you feel like you're in a place that you're very much rooted in and that maybe you feel like you always belonged?
That's a really good question. I've actually just started this sort of new adventure. I left Montana. I like moved out of my apartment and gave up the day job type of work that I was doing there. I am now basically on the road full time for the next, it's a 4-month tour in total. So I guess I'm technically homeless right now by choice, but I think I have this part of me that really craves wandering, and I have a very strong wanderlust. And I think touring for me is not just about going out and connecting with audiences and sharing my music, although of course that's a huge part of it. But I think there's a part of me that needs that freedom of the road, that sense of being able to kind of go wherever I want. I love to travel. So I hopefully eventually will have a new home base. I'm not really sure. I've been thinking about a few different ideas, but it's kind of open-ended for me right now until I'm done with this tour, or it's also a possibility that I might continue to tour full-time for a while.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Amber.
Thank you so much for your time, and it's been a pleasure to talk with you. I'll take your feet where your mind is wandering. This time they're gonna stay.